Hello. In this video, I want to expand on logical levels and using logical levels for personal change as well as for organizational change, using logical levels as a way of determining new culture is a very useful tool, but it's also really, really helpful in terms of helping you develop and change, overcome problems as a kind of almost as a therapeutic process. And I'll take you through a process later on, which I think is really helpful and involves anchoring and spatial anchoring and so on. Initially, though, I want to just expand on logical levels as a concept and also connect that in terms of the different areas in our lives we've spoken about in terms of where your values come from, in terms of where your beliefs come from, and also how logical levels can impact on those different areas of your lives. So I'm going to start off just by going through the logical levels model, and then we'll look at how that impacts on the different areas of our lives. So here we have the logical levels model, and at the lowest level, as you probably remember, is environment. And then above that, we've got behaviors, capabilities, we've got beliefs and values, and identity at the top. And then above that, of course, we've got purpose. And if we look at the main model itself, identity will have a big effect on beliefs and values. So however you see yourself in a particular situation will have an effect on beliefs and values. And that will determine which capabilities you have, which you're able to utilize in those areas, what you're actually going to do. So in terms of your behaviors, because remember, you know, all behaviors are context dependent. And obviously all of that will impact on the environment. So the point about this and the point about looking at this in this kind of environment is that, you know, if you remember where logical levels came from and the work by Gregory Bateson, one of the things that he was looking at was different identities in terms of people who were suffering from multiple identity disorder. But we all have different identities ourselves, even though we're not suffering from any kind of mental illness. And what we are doing is we see ourselves as being different people in different environments. And you'll probably understand this yourself, that you're a different kind of person when you're at work than when you're at home or when you're out with your friends or whatever it is that you're doing. You know, you behave differently. You probably even think differently, although you might not be conscious of that. And so let's have a look at those different values areas of our lives and explore this in terms of logical levels. So if we take this model and we look at the values areas of our lives that we talked about earlier on, and that, you know, in different areas of our lives, we have different sets of values, we have different beliefs and values. So if you think about career and how you behave in, you know, your job, it's probably different than the way you behave with your family or the way you behave with relationships outside of family and career. So what we can do is we can take that logical levels and we can put it, sort of map it over each of these areas of our lives. So, you know, if we think about it in these terms, then we've got this same model in these different areas of our lives. So, you know, we've got a model that fits over careers. We've got the same that fits over relationships, over family, over health and fitness and so on. So what I'm suggesting here is that you have a different identity in each of these areas. So because you have a different identity, so the you who is a father, for instance, is probably the see yourselves as different to the you who is a manager in an organization or one of the boys or one of the girls who's out on a night out. So what I'm suggesting here is at an unconscious level, we choose a different identity depending on what area of our life that we're working in. And that means that our values hierarchy is different in those different areas. The capabilities that we bring to the party in that area are probably different as well. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, people find it difficult sometimes to transfer learning from one area to the next. And I've seen this lots of times. So, for example, working with one client, I was running a train the trainer course, and one of the elements on the course was around communication, because obviously communication is important when you're training. And then a little while later, I was running a leadership program for the same organization. And in the first course that I ran, there were two people who'd been on the Train the Trainer course. And one of the elements of one of the modules of the leadership program was exactly the same as the communication element in the Train the Trainer, because communication is communication. And I said to these two people who were in the room, I know you've done this before, so pre-framing it, pre-framing their expectations. I know you've done this before, but the other guys haven't. So if you just bear with us, then you'll find it as a bit of a refresher. You'll just remind yourself of the things we talked about. So as I went through that part of the course, it was like they'd never been there before. They'd never seen it before. And I was starting to think, I must be a really bad trainer because, it obviously didn't stick. And then over time, I started to think about this and I realized that we tend to compartmentalize our learning into different areas. So, if they'd gone back into the training room as a trainer, they would have utilized, and we talked about this, they utilized the communication module that we'd done on the course when they were training. But they hadn't been able to transfer that learning from training to leadership, even though the skills are the same. So they saw themselves as a trainer as a different person as they saw themselves as a leader. And so this idea of identity affects the beliefs and values that we bring to the party, the capabilities that we have, that we utilize, and the way we behave, and also the environment that we create. So the environment we create as a manager is probably different than the environment we create as a parent, for instance. Although you could argue that it needs to be fairly similar. So let's just go back to this model and take it a step further. So we can apply the logical levels model to different areas of our lives. And remember that Gregory Bateson looked at people with multiple personality disorder when he was creating this model, and realized that the identity, the way we see ourselves in a particular environment, dramatically affects everything, including physiology. So the stories of different behaviors, absolutely, with different personalities, so different accents when people were talking and so on. But the example of the woman who was a diabetic when she was manifesting one identity and wasn't when she was manifesting another really illustrates how important this is. But what I think is that although we've all got these different identities, different sets of beliefs and values, capabilities, behavior and environment in a different context that we operate in, and it's not just about career, it can be as part of your career. So when you're working, for example, as a manager, you might have a different identity as when you're a team member or a subordinate. And I know that that's been the case for me, that when I've been leading a team, I'm feeling very confident. And when I'm working for somebody, I didn't feel confident. And yet I'm the same person with the same beliefs and values and the same capabilities. So although this is true in different areas of our lives, I also think that we can take this a step further. And if we look at all of these different areas and we turn this model on its edge. So thinking about each of these different segments having different logical level stages in there. So, we've got a different identity, different beliefs and values, etc. in all of the different segments. I think that there is still a core of us. So there are still core identity, beliefs and values, capabilities, behaviors and environment that kind of fit overall all of that. So although we've got different model or different details of the model for each of those segments, there are still some core identity about us. There are still some core beliefs and values that apply in all of those areas. So we're not a completely different person. We're not, we don't all suffer from multiple personality disorder. We've got a core set of who we are and our purpose and so on. And then we choose to behave differently in different areas by taking up a different identity and changing our beliefs and values, but changing the ones that come to the fore depending on the environment that we're in. Sound complicated? Well, in some ways, I suppose it is. But in other ways, understanding that that's the case can be really beneficial, because that can help us and help people we work with to perform better in different situations by helping them develop an identity then it means that the beliefs and values hierarchy and so on, behaviors, capability and stuff is really appropriate for that environment. So we can consciously choose to take on board an identity. We can consciously choose to accept a different set of values and values hierarchy. And so by eliciting our values in different areas, we'll find that we've got a naturally slightly different hierarchy anyway. But if we think about ourselves as a core, we've got a core identity, core beliefs and values, core capabilities and so on. So we can choose to go through the logical levels model for ourselves personally in different parts of our lives. So we can actively choose, you know, if our purpose is to, increase sales by 100% in my new role, then I can go through the logical levels model, going up the model and then going down the model with that purpose in mind. So we can create a new identity and a new set of beliefs and values and so on for that particular role. And to a large extent, we do that anyway. So, you know, when you become a parent, suddenly you've got to do things differently. You have to be a different person as a parent. And how many of you have found yourself saying things that your parents said to you when you were a child? I know I have, certainly. So that can, you know, we can take on that identity based on our own experience. And we'll do that unconsciously, because how are we going to create an identity as a parent unless we look at other parents? You know, we learn from other people, we model other people, which is why you find yourself talking with your parents' voice to your kids. Sometimes, you know, I don't know about you, but I catch myself and say, God, I'm not going to say that again. I sound like my dad or my granddad or whatever. So being conscious of this can help you to choose the identity that and so on, depending on the situation that you're in, by using the logical levels model that we talked about before. What I want to go on to is to talk about how we can use this model in as a change agent in a particular situation. So let's imagine, for example, you've got a situation at work that's troubling you. Maybe you're finding that you're not getting on with your manager, or you're not getting on with your team very well, or you've got a problem with a particular individual, or you're struggling with one particular area of your job. What I want to do is to show you how we can use logical levels and spatial anchoring and kinesthetic anchoring to really overcome that. Now, I'm going to take you through this on screen using a PowerPoint slide and describe how to go about this. And then, you know, feel free to go away and try it out, because it is really, really powerful tool. Every single time I've used this with a client, it's had really beneficial effects. So let's take you through the process and then, you know, you can have a go at it. First thing you need to do is find a space big enough for you to be able to take 7 or 8 paces along the floor. The next thing you need to do is to label the floor. And I'll take you through how the floor needs to be labeled. Use post-its or just scraps of paper. It doesn't really matter. And put them about a pace apart. And this is what we need you to do. So we start with a series of labels on the floor. The first one being environment. Then you can see where we're going with this: behaviors, capabilities, beliefs and values, and identity. And mark the floor out with post-its or bits of paper labeled with environment, behaviors, capabilities, beliefs, values, and identity. And then start to the left of on this screen off before environment. So start there and articulate the problem. Works really well if you facilitate this or you have a facilitator, but it works just as well on your own. So what's the problem? What's the situation that I'm in? What is it that I want to change? Once you've got that very clear in your mind, then step forward so that you stand on the environment post-it. What's the environment like at the moment within this problem? So what do I think? What do I feel? Where am I? What's the physical environment like? What's the geographical environment like? What's it like psychologically, emotionally? When you've got that really clear, take a step to the behaviors post-it. And so what am I doing in this situation? How am I behaving? How is the other person behaving? And how am I reacting to that behavior? And then step to capabilities. So what capabilities do I have at the moment in this situation? So capabilities in this situation are around skills or resources, and resources can be around external resources like time, money, equipment, so on. But it can also be internal capabilities like state, emotional state. So once I'm clear about where I am now with that, step on to beliefs and values. So what do I believe about this situation and what's important to me about this situation? And then finally, step to identity and ask yourself, who am I? How do I see myself in terms of my identity in this particular environment, this particular situation? And then when you've done that and you've got that all clear in your head, step off that sort of line of post-its or bits of paper into purpose. And so this is thinking about, right, what do I need to do here? What's the purpose? And in this situation, think about what it is you want to do, what the outcome you're looking for. And then it's really important to anchor a resourceful state. So what's the most resourceful state that's going to help me overcome any problem like this? Not necessarily this one, but any problem like this. And go through the anchoring process, use a kinesthetic anchor and anchor it really strongly to where you are at that moment. So you've got that feeling there, that resourceful state. So your ability to do whatever it is you need to do. So it could be confidence, it could be power, it could be commitment, it could be energy. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's whatever works for you in terms of that resourceful state. And then with that resourceful state anchored, so keep your finger and thumb, if you've chosen a finger and thumb kinesthetic anchor, keep this anchor as we go through the next stage of the process. Because what you're going to do then is with that anchor, you're going to step onto the identity. So who am I now around this situation? And then beliefs and values. What do I believe now? Still maintaining the anchor. What do I believe now about this situation? What's important to me about this situation right now? And then move to capabilities. What capabilities do I have? Keep maintaining the anchor. What capabilities do I have to be able to deal with this situation effectively? And then behaviors. So what am I doing now? What am I going to do now in this situation? Maintaining that anchor. And then environment. What's the environment like now? And then step off the model. And ask yourself, when you step off the model, how do I feel about the situation now? Two things very often happen. First of all, it takes quite a long time to go up the stages. Once you've anchored it, it often, in fact, almost always, takes a lot less time to come back down the model, and people feel a lot more positive and a lot more energized and a lot more capable. And then when they step off at the end and think, what do I feel about the situation now? I've had people that just go, what am I worried about? Or, right, get on with it. Or, yeah, I know what I need to do now. So people tend to feel a lot more empowered as a result of going through this exercise. So it's a combination of awareness, of articulating what's going on in your mind, of logical levels, of spatial anchoring, because you're anchoring as you step up each, and then there's an element of perceptual positions there as well, because you're thinking about different situations as you go up each different step. And then when you get to purpose at the end, there's a little bit of outcome focus there. There's a kinesthetic anchor, so that you're anchoring that state, and then you're taking that state with you as you go along the next part of the model, which is, okay, so now I've got this state, what identity do I have now? And you're reprogramming yourself to an extent to be able to deal with the situation. So have a go at it. I found it all works in all kinds of different ways. I remember once working with a group of dentists where each of the dentists had brought their partner with them on the program, which was probably a really positive thing. I hadn't really thought about it, but they're the small practices are probably husband and wife teams who run the practice. And they've obviously both got a vested interest in the business doing well. And at the end of it, we went outside and we had a series of steps, which was great because we went up the steps, which is physically harder, obviously, than coming down the steps. And at the top of the steps, when we stepped off, I got them to anchor their resourceful state by holding hands with their partners and then walking back down. What an amazingly powerful transformation that was for people. So the physical thing works really well. Play with it once you've got used to using it, but just try it out. Try it for yourself. It's a great tool to use with other people. So good luck with that. And I hope that I've kind of given you some understanding of how logical levels work differently in different situations, and how the more awareness you've got of your own logical levels in the different areas of your life, the more empowered you are, the more control you've got, and the more choice you've got to change the results that you've got by thinking about purpose, identity, and so on individually in those different areas.